from San Francisco to Paris, Nashville to Amsterdam, we're reaching up.
This is John Fass in San Francisco, and we're reaching up again this week with music, some cool wisdom, and special guest Nathan David.
Out of Eden. Wow, 2002. Hey, it's been a long time.
By the way that I was rocking, you thought I was bumping Biggie and Jay, but I was steady spinning flag cause I could pray it today. She hollered at me, I was up the lie. Said I was looking fine as a suit tonight. I said I know you used to see me at the clubs till three, but I don't kick it like I did cause it's a change in me. They said we're here doing well, you seem so confident. I thought I'm glad it wasn't me, but it was heaven sent. Confusion in their eyes. Said I'm living right, no compromise. Don't talk, I don't dress like I did before. But if you give me just a second, I will tell you more.
Bye.
This is Don Fass from San Francisco, and we're all reaching up.
Here's Don Fass with today's What's Up With God.
Hurry up and wait. You know how you go to that favorite restaurant of yours? You can almost taste the food soon as you get there, but you have to wait 30 minutes for a table. But when the meal finally comes, wow. Well, praying can be like that too. I've been praying to the Lord for 4 years for a sweet soul, my best friend. I've been praying for him to get off drugs, reconcile with me, and seek God. But it hasn't happened yet. In fact, he stayed in the darkness, and things have gotten pretty sour financially for both of us and a business that we were partnered in. God didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted him to or when, but he did answer. During this long wait, what has happened instead is that I came to ask my friend for forgiveness of me, for my not always having loving reactions and responses to his pain behavior. I began to really see my friend for the blessing he's been to me, even in terrible adversity, and to clearly see the pain he was in. I've gotten much closer to and really learned to trust God. I found true unconditional love that I wasn't capable of before, and I realized that God must be doing quite a work in my friend too. So God has answered me, but not with the instant result I prayed for. Psalm 27 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." So wait and trust him. He knows what's needed and sees the whole picture. See our www.oneheartforkids.com website and catch you next time. Salam, shalom, buenas noches, and bonsoir. Reaching Up will be here at the same time, broadcasting every week and streaming on the web with lots of guests, great cool music, and surprises. So tell your buds and mates, and be sure to visit our website at reachingupradio.com, where you can also purchase CDs of all our shows. And write us with your name, age, city, and whatever else you want to tell us and what you want to hear on the program, and we'll send you a free newsletter. Our email address, reachingupradio@yahoo.com. reachingupradio@yahoo.com.
Make a joyful noise, all you people. Sing a song to the Lord of his goodness and mercy. Again, make a joyful.
That's Nathan David, who plays drums and sings and often leads worship at Shiloh Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. But Nathan has been led to a musical career outside his church as well. This past year, he performed before millions of people at the San Francisco Giants' Pac Bell Park, at Great America Amusement Park Spring Celebration with Jars of Clay and Delirious, at The Call at the 49ers football team's Candlestick Park, and on Trinity Broadcasting's Post-Dove Award show. And now Nathan has his own CD out in getting airplay titled Nathan David, You Are My World.
Let's magnify his name, yeah, yeah, worship the Lord.
Nathan, how and when did your walk of faith begin? How early? And when did you get your first sense of going into music or wanting to or being musical?
Well, my first sense of music and knowing the Lord, actually I was born into a home where I had a grandmother that prayed, and my mother actually took us to church after being 2 weeks old. Shortly after that, she was a young mother and began to indulge herself in drugs and caught up with the wrong crowd and unfortunately took us along with her. And as a young boy, we would go back and forth between my mother and my grandmother. And one particular weekend, we were supposed to be going with my grandmother. And my grandmother had let me know that we were going to be going with her to a prayer breakfast. Not being in the church consistently because of my mom's issues, I wasn't sure really what that meant. And so I found myself as an 8-year-old boy in a restaurant. It was a full gospel businessmen's meeting where there was about 300 men, my grandmother and myself. And while the gentleman was preaching, it was an evangelist from out of town, he pointed me out and he said, "Young man, stand up with the green shirt." And I wasn't sure if he was talking to me, but I knew I was the only young man in the church, in the restaurant. So I stood, and he proceeded to, prophesy over me. And, he let me know that the things that I had went through and the things that I would be going through were going to be tough. But if I stayed true to God's word and stayed true to the Spirit of the Lord and what He had done for me, that He would actually use me to speak to the nations, and that He would use my voice very loud around the globe to bring forth the word of the Lord. And, it was a very difficult time in my life, and for him to say that, it was a shot in the arm, and it was really a mandate and a commissioning for a young child. And that's kind of the first time that I had known that, God really loved me and thought about me to actually, to pull me out of a crowd of people and speak to me.
Nathan, so there you were at age 8. But when did you first really know that you had professional musical ability? And what happened then? And what about the very dramatic stuff that happened later?
Don, I used to sing quite a bit as a young boy to some Andre Crouch music. And, in some of my younger years and lonely times, I would find myself, alone just singing praise and worship music, and as a young man, I knew that the word that God had given me, and I knew that I was going to do something for Him. It wasn't clear until I was in my early high school days, and I was asked to sing with a group, and we went on to record and do quite a bit of things with Levi Strauss and Golden State Warriors, and several other known acts and people. And, at that time, when I sang, there was such a response, and it was actually, unfortunately, it wasn't a gospel song or that type of thing, but, the response and people that didn't know Christ came up and asked me if I go to church or if I knew Christ, because there was something different about how I delivered, what I was trying to sing. And, at that point, we went on and we won a large sum of money through a competition. And just after the competition, someone, had found me and said, we think we have your break. I said, okay. So I went on to record a few more songs. And I found myself in a hotel room in Los Angeles with a group called Full Force. And they asked me to sing. So I stood up and I sang a gospel song. And just after singing the song, they said, okay, great. Now, we have one question for you. We have a check that we're prepared to write you for $75,000, and we will sign you to a record deal, depending on how you answer this question. Well, the question was, will you sell out for your fans? Are you willing to sell out your religion for your fans? And my immediate answer was, no, I will not sell out my Christianity, my relationship with Christ for my fans. And, the folks that had brought me there that discovered me, in Northern California, were obviously upset because, there's some several dollars that were put into preparing me for that moment. And shortly after that, I flew back home. And, when I got here, it was a very difficult 3 to 4 weeks. They were following me. But it all came to a head one afternoon when I was driving. And I was driving delivery for a meat company at that time. And as I was driving, I looked in my side mirror and I saw that there was a Mercedes kind of facing me, and the Mercedes passed by me and the window went up. Well, I looked in the back in the side mirror and looked up, and there was some steam coming out of the top of my refrigerated truck, or some refrigerant, I should say. And I pulled over, and these people that were the investors had sprayed the side of my truck with bullets, trying to take me out. And that really was the turning point that I said, I can't fool, it has to be Christ. About everything has to be focused on Jesus Christ and my mission to carry out the word and the seed that was planted in me as a young boy.
Quite a story. This is Don Fass, back with Nathan in a minute on Reaching Up. But first, let's hear the title track from Nathan's new CD, You Are My World.
You are my world.
Nathan David, our guest today on Reaching Up.
Nathan, I wanted to ask you, how is it different for those people who don't understand performing at a church, doing worship music, singing about the Lord? It's got to be a different experience than just being a singer or just putting on a concert.
Yeah, it is quite a bit different. You know, there are some similarities, though. And the two similarities are, one, that everything you do has to be bathed in prayer. And two, the sole purpose of a minister or of someone that leads people is to lead people to the throne of God. And I think those are the similarities. There are some differences. The differences are, you know, as in a performance, you have a set song list, you know, you rehearse with the band, the breaks, and you run against the clock. In a worship scenario, in a worship service, you have to be really sensitive to the congregation and to where those people are in their walk with Christ. And, you know, it's important that you understand and work with the response of the people and not with the clock on the side of the stage.
It's kind of interesting that obviously, you're familiar with Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life. And he points out that though people get very spiritually, emotionally involved in worship music, get very much in the spirit, that it's really not for them. It's them giving to God, isn't that right?
You know, we're created to worship. We're created to serve Christ. And, you know, I think when people are emotionally involved in a worship service, or, you know, when a song triggers an emotion, you know, that's people's response to Christ and what Christ has done for them. And I think, you know, a lot of people that find themselves in church that aren't even Christians, and they just find themselves there on a Sunday morning, you know, worship songs are phenomenal. You know, worship being, you know, Christian songs, you know, songs that you would sing in a church service. You know, it's amazing how music in general and melodies trigger emotions. And it's amazing that people react the way they do to music.
Jesus, come on, Jesus, do that.
Jesus,
say his name.
Jesus,
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 uh-huh.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus.
I know you've been having a much better experience in getting your music out. Tell us what happened long after the meat wagon.
Well, recently, actually about June of this year, I got a call from a good friend of mine in Los Angeles, and he had mentioned that someone came to his church the night before and asked him if I knew the name, and he said that Tim Minor was there. And he asked me if I knew who he was, and I said, sure. You know, Tim Minor is a phenomenal producer and vocalist and a world-renowned gospel recording artist. And, you know, he's done work with Dionne Warwick, Brian McKnight, Paula Abdul, just a number of people. And so I told my friend, I said, you need to connect with him and see if you can get me a meeting with him. So he did that, and the next day I received a call from Tim, and he said, you know, I was praying last week, and I prayed that God would send somebody into my life that I could walk through some of the doors and teach the business like I know it. And, you know, he said, I believe that person is you. And, you know, from that time, it's been very interesting because, you know, Tim knows a lot of people and just a phenomenal person. You know, and we ended up recording the album together, the You Are My World album, that's actually available worldwide now. And got to work with Craig Burbage, who actually was the mix engineer on the album, that did several platinum albums. And then finally Eddie Schreier, who did the mastering on it, who's done mastering for Babyface, Hootie and the Blowfish, Earth, Wind & Fire, just a bunch of people. And so I feel really fortunate and blessed to be able to have worked with just a multi-platinum production team. You know, I mean, you know, that's basically how this whole album came about. It was really an act of faith. You know, faith without works is dead. And, you know, so I said, God, you know, whatever I can do to make this work, you know, show me the direction you want me to go in. And shortly after I prayed that prayer, you know, Tim called me, and now we have an album, global.
What do you want to happen? How do you want people to be reached by her music?
Well, you know, the album it's a pop R&B album, and, you know, just based on the music tracks and the way it sounds, it's very commercial, you know, in its sound. But I wrote all the lyrics, actually, for the record, to all the songs, and, you know, it really talks about, you know, what God is to me, and, you know, and there's some prophetic songs on there that talk about, you know, how Christ is calling us from the north and the south, east and west. He's calling us. And then there's some up-tempo Latin pop tunes and just a variety of music that I've actually is getting airplay on Salem Radio Network all over the nation, North America at this time. But, you know, we've got positive feedback from the Canada market and from Africa as well. And so there's some feedback from different people, different types of people. People have listened to different types of music. And so I think that in itself is a testimony to what God is going to do with this project.
It's new, it's exciting, it's uplifting, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard before. Our very own 24/7 Celebrate Radio at celebrateradio.com. Always on, 7 days a week, radio for the rest of us, celebrateradio.com.
Here we go.
Nathan David, he's got quite a future. This is John Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up.